Namely, the Shulamar speaks about three levels. One is Layu Nechamet Abibachutz. I mentioned that. Al Pesach Beso. Then, if a person lives by Liyam, implicit, the Chalon Yasmuch Lishus Arabi. This is in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, I think we saw it yesterday. Shukach for your kindness. You are a very kind person. May Hashem bless you and bless all of you. So in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, that Umayin was a Galatiana Umayin, but anyway, it's all right. I'm accepting of all. So Tafresh Ayin Aleph, it says here that you have to... it tells you that they are really in Sifhei. That's what we saw, right? Remember Sifhei? That there are three levels. One level is the level that a person places it, a Pesach places in Bachutz. The second level, a person lives by Liyah, you put a Bechalon, a Smolu, Shusarabim, a Bishas HaSakon, a Manichal Shulchan, a Bedayah. So the question we asked yesterday, if you remember, why is it that most don't have the minute to light outside? Today there's no Sakana. So what should be the problem? We should revert back to the original, or to the basic Halacha, which is lighting it, so we discussed it yesterday a little bit, if you remember, that one answer is, especially for those who live in areas where the atmospheric conditions would not be so suitable. That is to say, snow and rain and sleet. My father was showing me to say, Beveis Elokim Nahalech Berogesh. You know that pasuk? Of course you do. We should go to the base of Elohim, Beragesh. Beragesh stands for Barad, Ruach, Geshem, and Shelech. Whether there's Barad, hail, Ruach, violent winds that are buffeting you to and fro, Geshem, whether it's raining cats and dogs, and Shelech, those white snowball-like pellets coming down from heaven. It doesn't make a difference. You have to go to pray, as you would say. You have to go to synagogue. You have to daven. And my father always did. And I accompanied him. It's a well-known, you saw, it's not his Kiddush, Shalom and Svarim. Berogesh, Barad, Ruach, Geshem, Shalom. Many people don't think that way. But they don't sufficiently value the Tzilah B'Tzibur. Okay, so that's one reason why Chazal did not want to be matriach on people, especially under those conditions that you live in Chutz Laaretz, among the thousand reasons that moved to Eretz Yisrael. This is among the thousand. I've listed many over the last, shall we say, 24 years. And this is another one, because in Eretz Yisrael you can be zochet to light candles without that difficulty. Your Zeruah is the Kashim, and the Chassitzah discusses it, but I mentioned already a number of Tzivutzim, that apparently it's a kind of low plug. We spoke, if you remember, about the issue of the Kiddush and Shuls and the Pesach Knesset, etc., etc. Okay, let me just discuss now today the Rambam on Tafel Shayin Aleph, Siv Zayin. Now, we find that, as you know, the Gemara says, and the Shulchan writes like the Halacha, namely, Ner Chanukah is on your left, and the Mezuzah is on your right. In general, you're supposed to light an area that has a Tzuras HaPesach. And these are Milos and the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Chanukah. This didn't presume in Isa. The Gemara says that one should be Mesuba B'mitzvahs. Yes, it's quite nice. I am asking. Anyway, so is yours. Anyway, so it should be Mesuba B'mitzvahs. That we should be surrounded by mitzvahs. Correct? Ner Chanukah on the left and Mezuzah on the right. Number two, that has to be below 10 Tvachim. That's also in Din Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to that. However, the question is which one is preferable if I don't have the choice of both. So look at the Rambam. In Tafresh Ayin Aleph, the Rambam. That's what Moshe Isil is. You're allowed to look at it even though he's from the Ashkenazi people. I hope you don't mind my saying that. So the Rambam writes in Zayin, Siv Zayin, that even in Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam says, even today, Siv Zayin is a fairly lengthy symbol, but I'm only interested in one, but maybe I'll read the whole thing just to be fair. Let's start with Siv Zayin in the Mechaber. Mitzvah l'adnicho v'temach ha-samach v'pesach v'smog v'shedim v'zuzim v'yimin. Correct? They're supposed to be surrounded by mitzvahs. That's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. Miyamein mezuzah bePesach, menicha miyamin, v'menicha b'del asatzmo yanichan mechesur shechnisa letzatzmo. Says the Rambam, miu b'zman hazeh shekulanu madligim b'fnim. Tells you that today, where do people light inside? Vein hekel l'mevishus rabin plow. So then, in lochush kol kach and vein madligim b'tevach asamach lePesach. When we come, what is the proper minute? that today we light inside the mitzvah is to place it where it tells you the hadi b'tara hasam of pesach above the yemeim vein l'shamos of kein rabim ne'abai shon the yosei l'adi kolach v'akam yuchad milar v'yos v'yachad vein had the kamenei os dolkim when we come and go yaz he yizaru shalom l'hadi mom shem adik as nayo kol shem he should do it in a separate place ki gozlo ye heker klal v'yavki in heker v'yavai 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 v'yavai. And the Ramah basically is saying the following. He tells you, that's what Mishnah Berurah points out over here, look in Lamed Ches, in the Mishnah Berurah. Bein Lashanos, Mishnah Berurah says, no, the Ramah Paskin, the Nana said, we light inside, where is the ideal mitzvah to place it? The Pesach HaChender, at the entrance to the room, Mismo on the left side, in order that it should be surrounded by mitzvahs. And Mishnah Berurah says, Nem Magad Aram, Lamed Ches, what should you do? Better to put it where? In the chalon, which is some of Rosh Hashanah. Kedeshi heker, Rosh Hashanah is passing on this. In order, there should be something that's public, because the din of Pesuma Nisa is very endemic to their Hanukkah. Of course, if God forbid, you got to cause a conflagration, that would not be clearly a good idea. That means a fire. You don't want to do that, Chas v'Shalom. But assuming, barring that circumstance, barring that situation, better to place it where? B'chalon ha'samach v'shusharam. And that's number one. When the Gemara says that you're supposed to put it b'Pesach b'esam b'mismo, k'dei she'i mesuvah b'mitzah, surrounded by mitzahs, again, Ner Chanukah on the left-hand side, and mezuzah on the right-hand side. That's only when you can light it outside, with this pesuvah nisa. But if you're already lighting it inside, as the Rambam points out, which is based on the Tesis, over there in Shabbos, that's it, we light inside, because today we don't really have, again, the chutzars I'm talking about, the wherewithal to light outside, so we're lighting inside, so then there's no presumption of the interest of Abim, so then in those circumstances, what is the best thing to do? The best thing is to light, b'chalom, ha'sam of the Abim. You saw the, you don't have a, you found the Mishnah Berurah over there. So that's where the Mishnah Berurah paskins actually, and the truth is that the paskim actually bring down, they bring down that there's a maila, or presumption of Nisa, that maila trumps. I'm very into that. Trumps the idea of being surrounded by mitzvahs. That's what the Mishnah Berurah actually is discussing over here. The truth is, the Gemara says it almost explicitly. The Gemara says in Hoyadar Baliyah, let's say a person lives in an attic. So where do you put it? It says Bachalon Asamach Lushusarabim. They don't obligate you to go ahead and put it Dafka BePesach Bifnim in order to be surrounded by mitzvahs. So it shows you that presuming Nisa is apparently an overriding factor. That's more significant. That's more important. The Magen Avraham adds, even Zman Hazeh, where the Yikar Lokah today is for whom? The Pesuv Menisah is for the people living in the house. That's the primary Pesuv Menisah that takes place today inside the home. Correct? That's what we like inside. And there's a Heker to Rosh Hashanah, and it's still better because of the idea of what should be Pesuv Menisah. But the fact of the matter is that most people, I don't know again exactly, I think especially in the world of Chassidim, if I'm not mistaken, they have a position that they light Zman Hazeh, better to be mesubah b'mitzvahs, better to surround yourself with mitzvahs, as opposed to lighting outside where you have the element of presuming nisa that's more prominent. It means there's a big machlokus apparently, which of these two, if I can only be mekai one, namely, either presuming nisa or being mesubah b'mitzvahs, which one takes precedence. Which one trumps the other? The Samachlok is apparently among the Dodei HaPoskim. Many people followed the Mishnah Berurah, and they actually learned the Chalon HaSama Rishus Ha'avim. That's what I was told in the Chutzars. I literally don't remember anymore. I think we used to light in a window that overlooked Rishus Ha'avim. Is that what you do?
Yes.
Okay, I assume you also like that. Of all your similar nature, I imagine. The Igros Meshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that's what he points out. He writes that his father was not like that, and Rabbi Shapansin, he has Igros Meshe. Did I look there? I think it's in the Chelek Dalet. He has a tshuva, a long tshuva, where he talks about the fact that was his minhag, and the minhag of his father was dafted to light b'chalon ha'samach l'shasarabim. And many Gdolei Ador, he said, who preceded him also did something of a similar nature, assuming they cannot, shall we say, light outside. And the chutzars, I don't think anyone lights outside. You told me yesterday that there are some people apparently who light outside. I never witnessed it.
Sharon says neighbors do.
Yeah, there are like a few people in the community
that do it.
Oh, so it could be that in Muncie, which is probably a totally Jewish area, I imagine, only Jews, from Jews live there perhaps even. So then maybe I could see they buy a one of these glass menorahs like they have over here.
I've seen a bunch of them in your show.
Okay, it could be. But the fact of the matter is that, assuming, let's say, sometimes people have a storm door. You know what a storm door is? A door of glass, which actually is the door that protects the regular door to their home. They have a storm door. And you could actually see the neiros, you can see the candles, if you keep it open. People don't keep their doors open, I was told. In Toronto, they probably do, since it's such a safe area. And there you have Ishtachas Gafno, Ishtachas Enoso. I can't imagine where you live. Hey, Mother Daber. Of course you keep the doors open.
Montreal?
He's just smiling at me. I assume you live in a Jewish area. And obviously, the only Jews and from Jews probably live there. There's a 1% of others. You also... Okay, I'm only saying all this because if there's no chash, that let's say the wind will not extinguish the candles, so then certainly it's better to light there, because we're trying to get two milas. What are the two milas? Number one, to be surrounded by mitzvahs, and two, mitzvahs. And that's the tumult that poskim have. That's what they talk about a lot. If I'm not able to do both, now the question is, which of the two should I opt for, should I prefer? That's the issue. Whether mitzvahs or being mitzvahs by mitzvahs, you try to do both. Again, as I said, one of the thousand reasons that comes out of the cells, because you can do both. You haven't heard all the other reasons. There are many. I've been discussing that for 24 years. Perhaps even before you were born, I began to discuss this issue. I'm just pointing out that also, you can put it below your tzvachim, sometimes in a chalom, very often. This is another issue, which I didn't get to discuss it. I'll get to it eventually. Namely, that... often the chalon is above.
Is it 10 from the ground or from the table?
No, it has to be basically 10 tzvachim beneath 10 tzvachim from the ground. And the problem is, of course, in the chalon, as you can imagine, if you live on, shall we say, on some skyscraper in Manhattan. If you live in some skyscraper in Manhattan, you're clearly, I would say, above Chof Amma. We are experts in that halacha. Sukkah, lebalam echafam apsula. Correct, the Gemara that base. Machlok is abidin lechachavim, which is half of the first few blocks. Sukkah. Anyway, but. I'm sorry?
He was just talking about
maybe
this.
I'm switching up first.
Baruch Hashem. That's good. Anyway, so Rabbi Misha Feinstein Zatzal also justifies that. Why isn't that a problem of. Other people, correct. That's what Moshe writes in the tshuva.
I'm well above Chafama in my building.
You what?
In my building, I'm well above Chafama.
Yes, that's exactly what I was referring to. There are those who are lighting Ner Chanukah on the 56th floor, which is considerably above Chafama.
Do we say that's maybe from the floor of the apartment?
No, that's what just...
12th floor.
Yes.
Let me,
since you mentioned that halacha, I may as well discuss it. In Tafei Shayin Vav, is that where it is? Yes. Look at Tafei Shayin Vav, that's what it should be. Yes, Tafei Shayin Vav, Baruch Hashem is still there. So here, the Mechaber tells us it's in Vav.
She was not believed.
It hasn't changed the pagination in a while. What happened to
I have a vav.
No, there should be a din of the Malabi I was in the wrong. I made a mistake. The Malabi Gimel Tzvachim. It says the mitzvah is. No, I was in the wrong sitter. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Isn't it Tafresh Ayin Aleph?
Yes.
In Mishnebura.
Sorry, thank you. No, not Mishnebura. Right here in the Tafresh Ayin Aleph. That's what I meant. What? Sorry, I mistakenly quoted the wrong sentence. It's in Tafresh Ayin Aleph Sidvav. That's what I meant. Ayin Aleph Sidvav. I don't know what I said. Manicha Lamala Megimel Tzvachim. You see that?
Yes.
This is, of course, the Gemara. It's quoted by the Rishonim, actually, the Tur and others. You place it above Gimel Tzvachim. Mitzvah Lamicha Lamata Megimel Tzvachim. The mitzvah is to place it where? Below 10 tzvachim. You are yotza. So that's what the Mechaber here says. The Mishnah Berurah says it's in Kong Chavzayin. Lamata be tzvachim, the ikar pirsum anes tvei. Shul lamata. Correct? Obviously, there's more pirsum anes if it's what? Down. The Dabra Asi Lahar, Ein Derech Lanichal, Kurach Lamata, something which is, for the purpose of the light, correct, and that's so common to put it so low down. And he quotes from the El Yor Rabbah, Ayyim El Yor, Shekasa Dod, Ein Olam, Mizor Mazem, why aren't people careful with this? Mishum, the Sof, the Mala Mordechai, is a Mordechai. Shekasa, that's what she hooked along there with him, Ein Peter Mazem. Mordechai claims you don't have to be makbid regarding this matter. Okay, now, Tur Sasa Mazem, the Tur does not say like that, or Mashma, the Sula Dein, the Chalik Mazem. No, the Tur says you have to, Dafka do it, as I said, where? Above three tochim and below ten tochim. V'chei no'agim kol ha-medaktikim. That's how people are medaktik, you know it. Correct? So it could be that one may argue that maybe all this was when Bisman Chazal, because they used to use Neros for the purpose of light. But today, obviously, it's clear we don't need Ner Chanukah for the light of Ner Chanukah. We have chandeliers. We have bulbs. We have electricity. We have light. We have everything imaginable. So it could be that maybe there's no kpeda dafka to put it below, shall we say, dafka below yitzvachim. However, there are other reasons for this din of yitzvachim. It's not the only reason that's mentioned that there are those who contend that al pi sod, Yariyah Kaddish, this is for Yitzvachim. That the Ariyah Kodesh was very makvid dafka that should be below Yitzvachim. And therefore, that's the practice that seems to be the one that one should try to be makvid about. As I said, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, he defends the practice of what people who are in skyscrapers and the like, because as you mentioned, those that are across are able to see the Neros Chanukah. I'll also mention while I'm at it, the Pasuk say the Shir of Yitzvachim does not depend on the menorah, but it depends really on the lahav. The lahav meaning the
flame?
Correct. The flame has to be the matam yitzvachim. It's very interesting that this halacha, that's what many achrayim write. I saw the Jews on Hubbard's, of Avshlomach, Shlita, that's what he writes, where we measure from the lahav meaning the flame. That's where we have to measure below yitzvachim. We're talking about, again, less than three tochim. Obviously, it's not clear that Balabai has put it there. And so, you have to try to be medactic to the extent that we can. This halacha, this is also mentioned by Rosh Hashanah. So this is something that we have to be concerned about. Rosh Hashanah says that, yeah, what do you want to say?
So why does the Mishnah Berurah learn out that it has to be under Yod Tfachim, if or under Chaf Lechach?
No, Chaf is a Gemara.
Chav is a Gemara, but
issue is the same issue that we had with Sukkah, according to the Gemara has 3 days in Beis Ovebeis, if you remember. You recall? Rabbi, the Gemara has 3 days regarding this matter. But one day is El Shalta Beino. Similar idea with Pesum and Issa also, with reference to Ner Chanukah. You don't have Pesum and Issa if it's so high above, if it's so elevated from the ground. Again, as I said, Mr. Bruce said over there, Chav Zayim, we just read it, that if the Yudar Baliyah and you're putting it Bechalon, which is the Tzav, which is the Rav, even Bechalon is what? Is more than Yitzvachim, from the bottom, from the floor. The Sharatziah, if you look at the Sharatziah over there, Sifkot Lamid, so he writes actually that it's better than putting it Betelach HaSavach HaPesach below 10 Tzvachim. At the end of the day, you need a Heker, the whole idea of a Heker, the B'nai Rishus Rav has a Makar in the Gemara. But below Yitzvachim, there are Rishonim who say that's not necessarily the Halacha. The notion of having a Heker of Rishus Rav, that's a clear Gemara. The notion of below Yitzvachim is a machlokus among the Rishonim. So the Ma'ala of Pesum and Issa is more important than the Ma'ala of Yitzvachim and the Ma'ala of being surrounded by mitzvahs. However, if the Chalom is above Esrei Mama, there's no Hekim, Esrei Sarabim, so obviously then it's better to put it with Pesach. As I said to you a moment ago, where the Chalom of the house is way above Esrei Mama, but the others that are opposite you, correct, can see, and that's what you pointed out. So then, like an apartment building, so then that's the question that Mamasha finds in Tzatzal, Pasuk Halacha, that he is Mekel with reference to this matter, because there is an element of Pesum and Issa. However, this is a question. Why is this a question? Because it could be Pesum and Issa has to come Dafka from those that are wayfarers.
Wayfarers.
Travelers that are holchim b'shabim, that are walking, shall we say, traversing terra firma. The ground beneath our shoes, as opposed to, shall we say, those that are in the stratosphere. And that's why it could be, even though Rabbi Feinstein Zatzal that he and others also, I think, also the Shevet HaLevi, he all maintain that there is a basis, go ahead and light him b'chalon, because this presumption of the Shechinah were opposite, and others say that as well, but not everyone necessarily is in agreement with that position.
Direct.
For example, I'll get to that. That needs a separate discussion, which I can't do right now because the time is a fleeting. Because the takana was for Bnei Rishon Sarabim, not for someone who lives on the 56th floor opposite you on your 68th floor. That was not the takana. Ovin Mishavim. This is said by many achronim who don't agree with the above position of the English Moshe as a Messiah of the Bracha. And that's what I also saw in the name of Rabbi Yashid, as a Messiah of the Bracha. And you know that the din is, presumably, this has to be to those who are, as I said, on terra firma. As opposed to those who are in the ambience, in the stratosphere, floating. Maybe. Way beyond Newton's gravitational pull.
Maybe someone on an airplane could.
That is exactly my point. I'm trying to make that point.
Yes. They're walking with
us. Okay, so this is a whole discussion among the... So here, in the Sefer Hilchos Chag V'Chag, which I am holding in my hand, in Perakei. He firstly points out that they didn't have apartment buildings. Because Ban Chazal, they had no such notion. So this whole concept of the Suma Nisa for someone in the 56th floor and the 68th floor, very difficult to assume that, shall we say, that that's included what Chazal had in mind with the Suma Nisa. And even though, thank God, we have the Igus Meshem who defends the practice, and he's certainly a... Yes, I'll be this mode. But many Paschim don't agree. Yeah.
Don't we say that Pursumanisa applies to your family also? So should
it applies to
your family?
Yeah, that's what Tyson points out. That's exactly what Ramal said. That's what Mishnah Berurah quoted. Namely, so that today, when we have, we're like Mifnim, because as I said, among the thousand reasons to come to Eretz Yisrael is in order to be able to Mekayim Nika Mitzvah. But those who, unfortunately, are not yet Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so. Sure, okay, I have to stop.